had a good team meeting today. In that time, in our process, we started. We talked about not doing things differently, but doing them better. And that was kind of the message I wanted to get across. The process for Carolina was in full swing today and started in the walkthrough. A lot of challenge they possess. Thing I like about them defensively, like the front, the aggressiveness in the front seven. Always been impressed in that style, and with Ron and Sean McDermott and the style they play. Offensively, I think one of the things that's unique about this team, not just the amount of runs that they do, I think they, you know, one of the better running teams and lead in rush attempts, it's the style of runs. It's the gun runs, quarterback under, so that part's a challenge. And then on special teams, both teams like to run and hit, and it's coming right back to our fundamentals to do. So that was kind of the message for the team today. A couple guys who will miss today. Chester will be out with a shoulder. We'll rest him today. Moyaki will be back hopefully tomorrow. He's doing part of his rehab run today. And Sully and I, we're going to rest him with a calf. Other than that, we're back to it. With that, I'll open it up.
Yeah, Coach, there are 413 runs. You know, like you said, tops in the league.
Yep.
What is the trait that runs through that? Is it power, inside, outside, or just a mix of everything?
I think it's more the quarterback gun runs and the quarterback under runs. That's really, I think, where the differentiation, you know, takes place, because there's some in the gun that has an option or a read element to it, and then obviously the ones under center don't. So I think they do a good job of, you know, featuring the different packages and the way they use the guys. So we'll kind of, you know, use our practice time accordingly between the gun stuff and the option stuff and the quarterback under. The quarterback under is more traditional, which we've seen, you know, all year. Some of the gun runs we've seen from some clubs, but not to this effect.
Have you seen growth in Cam's game from, you know, playoffs last year to where is that now?
Yeah, and we've had, you know, for me, I've had good experience, you know, playing against this team. And I think from 2013, twice in 14, and then this will be the next year. I think the style, you know, is similar in terms of what they've done for the last few years, but it's the execution that, and the, you know, the way that they're playing, I think that's what's setting them apart. And not just him, I think just, you know, the entire offense are playing really clicking it good. I think Jonathan's having a really good year at running back. I know we're talking about Cam a lot, but I think he's a real factor in this thing. And I think Greg Olson's somebody, you know, that's always, you know, been a tough matchup. Up front, I've always had lots of respect for Khalil. I think the quickness he has at center, you know, that's something we don't usually talk about in terms of a center who can get to the next level, get the cuts. He's always been somebody I've been impressed with as well.
It looks like Cotchery and Gwynn are just giving them enough outside.
And they're both different, you know, where Gwynn can really go and try and take the top off of things, where Cotchery, you know, is used differently on the in-breaking stuff. And both of them, you know, have had a real role for them. When Benjamin went down, both those guys stepped up in a big way.
Who you guys are as far as covering tight ends? This is probably one of the best guys that you'll see.
Yeah, it's a heck of a matchup, and one, you know, you knew it was coming down the road where he's in. He's been a handful just going against him through the years. It's the crossing routes, I think, because of his length, Vaughn, for some of the ones where he can go up and catch the deep ball, you know, because of he's not, you know, he's 6'5 and can go up and get it. Those are the ones. Oftentimes they'll split him out like a receiver, not play him in line. So they put him in a number of different spots, which I think makes it challenging as well.
Dan, offensively, as you've looked over the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever,
yep.
Are you seeing one or two overriding themes, or is it something different every game?
Yeah, as we're going through, I think there's definitely games where we're like, man, could we have run it better? And so that was like in the last game, we'd like to have more attempts. In the San Francisco game, for sure, more attempts. In a couple of the games, the turnovers, you know, were a real factor where our turnover margin was out of whack. So for us to play our best, Jeff, I think the biggest thing is like, man, can we play really fast? And the execution has to be on point. And so when we get out of whack, we're, you know, we're out of balance in terms of the run or pass, that's a factor, or the turnovers. I think those two things are run pass balance or the turnovers has been probably the overriding factors.
There's been this battle in this city and the media over the last several weeks. Is it the quarterback? Is it the offensive coordinator? How much of those things you're talking about, where's the dividing line? Where does the blame go?
Yeah, the team totally doesn't feel that way in terms of a dividing line in that way. So we know the scheme that we have all the unique stuff that it brings. We love it, and we love where Matt is in terms of the throws, what we want to do in it. And connecting those times, are there bumps and slumps that happen? For sure. But as far as one over the other, I totally feel in concert with the two of them together. Are the last indication of the, you know, the ball games what we want to play like? No. But I have unbelievably unwavering faith in both Matt and in Kyle.
You talk about your opportunity that you have here playing a team like Carolina.
Yep.
If you've been struggling.
Well, number one, back to the division and the game. And, you know, we know the challenge is there. And I love talking about a championship week. in terms of the attitude and the intensity that goes into playing that way. And it's not something uncommon to this week. And when you talk about that mindset, are you doing everything in your preparation, if this was a championship game, to play in that way? And that's kind of been the messaging we've had for our own team, not just for this week, but in weeks past. So that's the thing. Can we capture that part of our game to all the way through, all the way to the end, we're playing a championship ball game?
Can you what's your experience playing a team twice in 3 weeks?
I think the second time is the one that's a little bit more unique, because the first time going through it, where some of the scheme might be different for offensively and defensively for them and for us going against one another. So it's usually the second time. What's the wrinkle that takes place between the first game and the second game? So those are the ones, I think, not as much on the first game, but the uniqueness comes, it's in the second opponent, in the second game of the game, of the series, I should say.
Being a defensive guy, how much appreciation do you have for what Thomas Davis is doing and the fact that he's doing it at 32 years old?
Yeah, you certainly couldn't tell that he slowed down a bit. I've always had great respect for him, the speed that he plays with, the toughness that he plays with, and I think it's the range, you know, when he sees a play, the diagnosis where it happens, and he goes to get it. And then on top of that, my respect for him as a guy, you know, what he stands for as a man, as a ball player. And those things, I think, when your off-field world is in order and your on-field world is in order, and you see kind of the culmination of those two happen. So, yeah, a lot of respect for Thomas and his game and how he's playing.
Is there anybody that you can think of in recent history that he's sort of reminiscent of in terms of being able to have that type of range at that age?
You know, nobody that comes to my mind, you know, right off the top of my head. I'm sure there's some guys, but he's playing at a really high level. Number of their defenders are, and it's no surprise that's why they're playing so well. Their turnover margin, I think, is at plus 14, if I'm not mistaken, and those linebackers are a big part of that.
Realistically, the only shot for the playoffs is win out. Have you told the guys this is playoff start today, this week?
It's our championship game for sure, and the thing that we have to do, if we're going, the future is going to decide on what we do right now, and so that's been the messaging, as opposed to what could happen 2 or 3 or 4 weeks down the line. What's going to happen this Sunday is going to be based on what happens today. So that's really where I kind of keep my messaging.
How is Matt Bryant progressing?
He's going to practice today, and so we'll get a chance to see where he's at. He kicked some last Friday, and then we're hoping after 4 more days that you know, today's, you know, session goes well.
You've just spoken, you know, to not want to make major changes and staying within the scheme offensively. Is there, you know, having said that, is there a need to stretch it out more, go over the top more?
I think the changes that we'll make could be some in the preparation, as there are more areas of emphasis that we need. We have a core philosophy that we absolutely 100% believe in, won't back off from. Are there ways to tweak within that? Yeah, no doubt about it. But in terms of our core philosophy, how we want to play, that's not wavering. But doing the things that we can do better, that's at hand.
Coach, how do you prepare for a linebacker like Keekley, who has such great anticipation, can be on the seam, jump down on different routes, and saw him last year jump out to a screen? He seems to be able to get to all kinds of places.
Yeah, I think it's he does it excellent. You can tell on certain players, and I know a lot of you know this, there's a certain level of film preparation that goes in when you see a route and you're able to jump it, or you know a play is coming and you're able to play it, and that shows up in his game. And I think that, as much as anything, is when you see a player take, you know, from one, how does he go through another ceiling to another spot? Usually it comes from the off-field work that a guy does. And the speed's there, the tackling's there, and then I think now the anticipation added to that, that's what's making him a real factor, or, you know, a bigger factor, I should say.